is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The European Social Survey found that their people are more worried about the cost of energy than about global warming, though most accept that the climate is changing. The Swiss and the French are taking advantage of the territorial instinct of eagles and training eagles to take down errant or hostile drones. The Sri Lankan government estimates that nationwide about 10% of the country's 22 million people suffer from some form of mental disorder, with nearly 800,000 suffering from depression. Poland is Europe's largest consumer of coal and home to 33 of the 50 most polluted cities in the European Union. France's 1% represent over 20% of the economy's wealth. The top 20% of the population earns nearly five times as much as the bottom 20%. Pueblos Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders, composed of activists in the U.S. and Mexico, organized the first caravan to the U.S. border last year and has helped guide the groups now in Tijuana. The Donald Trump Foundation will close and give away all of its remaining funds in response to a lawsuit filed by the New York Attorney General's office, which had accused the Trump family of using the charity for self-dealing and political gain, the office has announced. The Trump administration issued a new rule banning bump stocks, the attachments that enable semi-automatic rifles to fire and sustain bursts. The new regulation would ban the sale or possession of the devices under a new interpretation of existing law. Americans who own bump stocks would have 90 days to destroy their devices or to turn them into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The Justice Department and the ATF would post destruction instructions on its website. The Senate passed a modest prison reform bill that would revise several sentencing laws, retroactively limit the disparity in sentencing guidelines between crack and powder cocaine offenses, and aims to lower recidivism rates. Its passage was a victory for President Trump and his son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, who had pushed for the measure. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.